Hey everybody, how you doing? Today what we're gonna do is I'm gonna give you a step-by-step instructions on how to make some chicken in the pressure cooker, show you how easy it is. We're gonna do two whole chickens in here and they're gonna just fall apart. They're gonna be absolutely delicious. So today what we're doing is we're gonna do some onions and we're gonna do some oranges. I have blood oranges, I love them. They're not always around, but when they are, I always try to get them. So the first thing that we're gonna do is we're gonna set the time and the pressure on the power pressure cooker. Remember, it's super easy. All we have to do is hit the chicken meat button once and then the time selector once. That'll bring me up to 40 minutes. In about 3 seconds, you're gonna see the panel start to spin. That means that it's heating up and it's gonna get ready to sear. So when it's in sear mode, I'm gonna put in my onions, we're gonna saute them up a little bit, and then I'm gonna put the chicken in and everything else, and then in about 40 minutes or so, we're gonna have the best fall off the bone chicken you've ever seen. So I'll be right back, we're gonna do the onions in a second. Okay, so after a couple of minutes, the oil's nice and hot, and now I just have some big chunks of onions, and this recipe is gonna be posted, so don't worry about it if you miss anything. So you can hear the onions are sizzling away in there, I'm just gonna drop these big chunks of onion in. And the reason I'm doing big chunks is because it's not gonna matter so much today because I'm gonna take the sauce into a blender or a Vitamix, something like that, and we're gonna smooth it out. It's gonna be so good, I'm telling you, it's so easy. Just stick with me. We're gonna let the onion go for a little bit. I'm gonna add 3 or 4 cloves of garlic. I just smashed them with my knife. I didn't even cut them up. We're gonna saute this up for a couple of minutes. Then I'm gonna drop the chicken in and everything else, put the lid on and cook it away. So you see the panel's still spinning. So as long as that panel is still spinning like that, it means that we're in sear mode, we're in browning mode or saute mode. That happens for you automatically. When we put the lid on and lock it on, you're gonna see it's gonna come up to pressure all on its own and it's gonna stop when it's finished all on its own. So easy to use the power pressure cooker. We'll be right back with the rest of the recipe. Okay, so our onions have some good color on them. They're still searing away. You can see the panel's still spinning, which is great because we're still in sear mode. So look at these, I have two whole chickens and I stuffed them with oranges. Just put the oranges in the cavity and you can see no problem at all. We fit two chickens in there easily. These are about 4 pounds each. So now to build the rest of the recipe, super simple. I have some more oranges cut up. I'm just gonna throw them over the top. Just like that. And we're gonna pick those out at the end. So again, nothing to worry about if you've never cooked oranges in your chicken like this. We put this over here. Then we're gonna cheat. What we're gonna do is, I don't know if you've ever seen these little packages of Italian dressing, but it's in powder form. You know what? I was out of spices one day, and this is all I had in my drawer. I used it, and you know what? They work great. It's got a lot of good flavors in there. We're gonna put a whole packet of that in. To that, I rubbed the chickens with paprika and turmeric to add just even a little more flavor. You know, everybody always asks me, how much salt, how much pepper? You know what? As you cook, you guys, you're gonna just figure that out on your own. I'm saying probably about a half a teaspoon of both. To that, we're gonna add a nice 2 big tablespoonful of tomato paste. Again, you don't have to be super intense on how you measure that out. It's not that big of a deal. Then you always have to have some kind of broth or liquid when you're pressure cooking. In this case, I'm gonna use 1 cup of chicken stock and 1/2 cup of Marsala wine. So, all my ingredients are in. Now the last thing that we need to do is put the lid on, lock the lid, make sure our pressure valve is on closed. If it's on open, we're just gonna steam our food. We don't want that to happen. So, let's take a look at our panel. I locked the lid, put the pressure cooker on lock. It's still spinning. The reason that's still spinning is because you need the sear mode, the saute mode, to get the heat to the point where you can build pressure inside the pressure cooker. So, this means everything's working perfectly. When this pressure cooker senses that it's come up to pressure, the lid automatically locks and it will start counting down the pressure on its own. It's that easy. So I'm gonna come back when our pressure cooker reads 40 minutes because that means it sensed the pressure inside the cooker and then we're just gonna count it down. I can go have a drink or go do some work. So we'll be right back. All right, so just before it comes to pressure, you're gonna see a little bit of steam come out of the top. That's normal, it's supposed to happen. So that what that's meaning is that it's sensing the pressure inside, it's almost there. Boom, did you see that? It stopped. That means pressure's built. In about a minute, the panel's gonna read 40 minutes and then we're gonna do the countdown. So we'll be right back and I'll show you that in a second. Okay, so just like I said, all on its own, now we have the readout 40 minutes because that's what I set it for. So now it's just gonna simply count down by the minute. And when it gets down to zero, it automatically goes to a warm cycle for up to 4 hours. So even if you're not in the kitchen to kind of retrieve it or to let the pressure out, it doesn't matter. The power pressure cooker takes care of you from start to finish. So I'll be back in 40 minutes. We'll let the steam out and we'll check out what we have inside. All right, so we counted down 40 minutes. It beeped. The power pressure cooker automatically turns to warm for you. You don't have to do anything. I love that. Because if I don't get back to the pot in time, it's no big deal. It keeps it warm for me. So I could actually keep it warm for 4 hours. So maybe I cooked it at 3 o'clock or noon, come home at 4 o'clock, dinner's ready for the kids or whatever. So now I'm gonna release the pressure. You just turn the valve. And you can see the pressure that comes out, it's very mild. So, you know, I wouldn't put my hand all the way down, but as long as you keep your hand up here, you can see it's not burning me at all. It's just like a nice gentle steam that comes out. Now, sometimes it comes out a little bit harder, so I don't recommend you doing that, but I just like to show people it's kind of gentle. A lot of people like to take a towel and put it over the pressure valve, and it kind of just stops some of the extra pressure from maybe hitting the ceiling when on your first release. As the pressure falls, and you can see it's getting more gentle, I just heard it, the lock falls down. When the lock falls down, that means you can open the lid. It's just like that. So now, oh, look how nice this looks. I have my chickens in here with all those beautiful oranges. And what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna double check the chicken and make sure, look at this. Now guys, remember, this was a whole chicken, okay? I'm just gonna put my tongue in here and watch this. Just like that, I'm able to just pull it apart. So just like I promised, in 40 minutes, fall off the bone, tender chicken. So now I'm gonna take the chickens out, I'm gonna put them on a platter. I'm just gonna blend the sauce just because I like to for this one. You don't have to. And then when you come back, you'll see the finished product. So here we go, we have our two chickens. We cooked them with the oranges. It's gonna be so good with the turmeric and the paprika, it smells so good. So I just cut up some extra oranges for some pretty garnish. Now what I did is I took the sauce that was inside. This is all the oranges. Of course I took the oranges out, but I squeezed them with my tongs. And then I left the onions in there and the garlic, and then I just blended it up. You can use a blender or food processor, it doesn't really matter. It's not a lot of heavy blending that needs to be done. And then what I'm gonna do is I just pour this beautiful, look at this gorgeous sauce. I'm gonna pour this gorgeous sauce over the chickens. And then of course I have a ton more for anybody who would like that. This would go great over some rice too, let me tell you. So, just gonna top it with some fresh parsley, because you know what, I always like to have some fresh herbs at the end. And that's how easy it is to cook chickens with orange in the Power Pressure Cooker XL. And again, 40 minutes, one pot, fall off the bone tender. The pot goes right into the dishwasher. That's the only thing I have to clean, other than maybe my fingers, because I ate all the chicken with it. That's all I got, hope you enjoy it. All the recipes are posted online. Use your power pressure cooker. Makes your life so much easier.